My name is Ann Morrison, and I'm running for my current position as an assembly member. I'm retired from several different positions through the years.
Other than being on the Wrangell Assembly, do you have other previous government experience?
Yes. I worked in the governor's office here in Alaska. I worked in the Division of Elections, and I worked in the White House under the Reagan administration.
So what makes you want to run for re-election to the Borough Assembly?
There are so many things that are in the works, and I would like to see them completed or at least pushed along. And it's a very good assembly right now. I think it's very progressive. We all seem to have a very cohesive view of what needs to be done, so that's why.
What issues do you find motivating? What sorts of things do you look at that you have the opportunity to engage in on the Borough Assembly and you think, oh, this is really what it's about for me?
Getting projects completed. For instance, the pool. I mean, that's been in the works for years, and we're finally getting it resited, and it's going to look fantastic. There are so many things. Our water system, we're finally getting our new water plant in, if we get all the funding that we need. There's a myriad of things. The Dewey Trail, the inner harbor repairs, it goes on and on and on. School funding, the public safety building, which is a huge, huge issue. Just our school building maintenances. But then I see some really positive things in, like, the Nolan Center. The storage building was sinking, and it's been fixed. So we are doing due diligence. We are doing maintenance on our buildings, which as within any small Alaska town, maintenance is just bumped down until the next assembly comes on. And this assembly, thank goodness, has taken the bull by the horns and said, no, we're not going to do that anymore.
Related question. What do you see as some of the biggest issues facing Wrangell in the coming years? Of course, there are many. You know, any town, especially a small town, is dealing with a lot of big issues. But what, in your view, as a current assembly member and in running for assembly, do you see as some major issues facing Wrangell in the coming years?
As an issue, tourism, because they are going to come. I think we need to be able to control that. We do not want to become like Skagway or Sitka. I was in Sitka when there were 7,000 people there off the boats, and the population is 8,000. So myself, I don't think we want that kind of tourism, but we definitely want tourism because it's a huge boost to our economy. One of the big things that's going to be facing us with this Aldertop subdivision coming on is city services, water. Our water pipes, our water lines out the road are too small. Well, our water lines in town all have to be replaced. They're all 50, 60 years old, and they are corroded, as we all know, whenever there's a burst. School funding is a huge issue, but that's on a state level. The assembly has funded the school to the max that's allowed us to do by law. Our inner harbor, have you been down there lately? Needs to be repaired. Then, of course, we have the 6 Mile site, which is a huge opportunity for us. And I think that will come to fruition. Then we have our secondary sewer treatment plant, which we may have to put in. Unfunded mandate. We just love them. And then the thing I think that folks really have to realize that we have all of these projects going, but I would say 95% of the projects that we have going on in Wrangell are funded by grants. Grant money comes either from the feds or the state. It comes with many, many, many rules and regulations, and they all have to be administered. And writing grants takes hours and hours and hours of time. So, yes, there is a lot of money out there right now through the infrastructure bill, but it's all competitive, and we have to compete for it, and the grants have to be written.
In your time on the Wrangell Assembly, how long have you been on the Assembly?
5 years.
5 years, mm-hmm. Okay. So in your time on the Wrangell Assembly, what do you feel is your most important function as an assembly member?
Listening, simply listening. And then making a decision based on what's the most good for the most people and trying to keep the government functioning.
What makes you a good candidate for assembly? Why should someone vote for you?
I think I'm a fair person, and I think I'm easy to talk to. And I think I can see both sides of an issue and hopefully make a good judgment.
Is there anything else we haven't touched on that you want to add about your candidacy for Borough Assembly?
It's a very time-consuming job, and I very much appreciate the people who come to me and say, we appreciate you spending your time on the Assembly.
Thank you for your time so far, and good luck in this race.
Thank you.